welcome to the second hour of Good Day Weekend program for the 4th of July weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, ready to take your calls at 888-553-7536 about whatever your problem may be. And by the way, as an expert when it comes to cardiology, Dr. Ken has an excellent practice, wonderful people working with him at his facility in Orlando, just outside of Orlando, in fact. And if you'd like to call for a consultation, help yourself, 800-LAKE-CARDIO, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Dial that number, and you'll be taken care of wonderfully well. Dr. Ken, the heart and soul of your business, because being a doctor is a business these days, is taking care of people who have heart disease, who have may had a heart attack. You treat all kinds of people with surgeons. And so you know the rigor of high cholesterol. Dr. Ken, brought to you in part by the folks who import Cardiol and their 9 natural ingredients. So as this is something that you have worked a lot with and you've asked a lot of your patients to try, they like it. Tell us that story, Ken, will you?
We certainly put a lot of effort at Lake Cardiology in trying to help people get their cholesterol down. We like to try to help prevent heart disease as well as diagnose and treat it. But high cholesterol, it is clearly a serious condition. You'd have to be asleep for the past 40 years to not know that. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, as you were saying, I do always seek the safest, most ineffective ways to lower cholesterol in my patients, Doug. There is this new all-natural approach. It's from Italy, and it might be right for many of you listening. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. Users of Cardiol report excellent results in just 30 days. I like it because it's safe. It's FDA registered. Cardiol is also easy to take, just 1 capsule a day.
All right. So for those of you who are trying to either deal, because you know what your cholesterol levels are and triglyceride levels are, trying to deal in a natural way with the problem, you're advised to call 888-809-6424 and try a free 30-day supply. I heard Ken say results are good in a month. This is a month-long opportunity for you to take this product, measure your cholesterol, measure your triglycerides, and see, as I did, how it affects them to the positive. That is, the numbers go down, therefore making you less vulnerable to heart attacks, heart disease, problems with your heart. Take the advice from Dr. Ken and call 888-809-6424 and get the free 30-day trial of Cardiol so you can see for yourself. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. You can go online if you want. Cardiol.net/Ken. That's C-A-R-D-I-O-L. And that's just put a forward slash on your computer and .net. And then Ken, and you'll click on Dr. Ken's free trial when ordering online at cardiol.net/Ken, or you try the toll-free line to order your free 30-day trial. It makes nothing but sense. Nothing. It's just common sense trying something like this. You need more of these products in your body anyway, so why not try a product that's really good, really recommended, FDA registered, and free. 888-809-6424. Our number here is 888-553-7536. One of the things Ken does is review the important medical news of the week, including this study that links cat litter to a problem that seems strange. That is, it's not an easy connection to make, Ken. It isn't really, yeah.
It's not what you would think, is it?
No.
And this did surprise me a little bit, but this is out of the archives of General Psychiatry this week, a very reputable medical journal. Doug, what we learn is that there's a common parasite that can lurk in the cat litter box, and it may cause undetected brain changes in women that make women more prone to suicide. We've long known that pregnant women infected with this parasite, it's called Toxoplasma gondii. It's a parasite. It spreads through cat feces or undercooked meat or unwashed vegetables. Toxoplasma gondii could cause stillbirth or brain damage if it's transmitted to an unborn infant. But the news this week in this new study shows that changes occur in the woman's own brain after being infected by this common parasite, and it seems to increase the risk of actually performing suicide.
Really? That does sound... Yeah, how do you, why would you come up with a premise like this for a study in the first place? One would wonder. Right? Yeah, it seems just strange. All right. If you do not live with a partner, your chances of dying earlier seem to be higher, according to a study that was released this week. Some more news from the world of medicine, and this is kind of about how people live.
Doug, Archives of Internal Medicine this week. This is a study of stable outpatients at risk of or with coronary artery disease, the number one killer of Americans. It found that those aged 45 to 80 who lived alone had an increased risk of death.
Really? I keep saying really because I'm surprised. Really? The heat. This time of year, we're in the summer. Where you are, it's always hot down in Florida, or much of the year it's hot. The hot temperatures and humidity and stuff have created weather problems, but they also create health problems, do they not? What do you advise to people this time of year? The heat's over 100 degrees. Many areas in the Midwest, people are baking, and there doesn't seem to be any relief in sight. People keep talking about the global warming and all that other stuff. But what's the reality of how people take care of themselves during these hot weather months?
Well, I recommend making sure you try to do your activities before 10 a.m. or after 3 p.m. That's when the sun is the strongest. If you're going outside, you want to make sure you get a good sunscreen on. Also, most importantly, is you don't want to get dehydrated. You want to make sure you drink a lot of fluid before you get out there. You know, even feeling like you're all filled up. And then every 30 to 60 minutes, depending on how hard you're exercising, you want to continue to drink. And if you're going to be out there for more than 60 minutes exercising, you probably need something more than water. You probably need one of these sports drinks, Powerade or Gatorade, to make sure that you don't get dehydrated. That's the key. And listen to your body. If you get any symptoms, stop and get inside. One of the nice ways of staying cool, if you don't have air conditioning, go to the mall, go to the library, and that's a kind of a neat way to stay cool.
Yeah, those are always cool places. That's right. Go to the basement if you have one. That's a place to stay cool as well, right? Much more so than the rest of the house.
Absolutely.
Yep. 888-553-7536. Sunny's in Calabasas, North Carolina. I didn't know there was a Calabasas. No, I know there was a Calabasas, California. Sunny, what's going on with you?
Well, good morning first. I had gastric bypass done about two years ago in July. And I'm right now I'm having really trouble. I used to have high blood pressure. That's gone. I used to have, I was a diabetic too. And my problem now is still taking insulin and metformin. I'm taking sugar to keep my sugar up because it drops big time, you know, two or three times a day. It'll drop out on me. And I'll get to a shake so bad, and I'll check my sugar. It's around 65. And I just don't know what to do. It does this every day. And I don't eat bad foods. I try and eat a lot of vegetables, and fruit. But I just don't know how to control it any better than I do. I don't like to eat sugar because I know how I got that way to begin with, you know. So what can I do?
Yes, this unfortunately occurs often about 2 to 5 years after bariatric surgery, especially people who have the Roux-en-Y procedure. I don't know if that is the one that you had.
Yeah, they pretty much took the stomach out, you know.
Yes, and this often can be caused by dumping syndrome. Has anybody talked to you about that? Or even I'm sorry?
They do, but I wake up in the middle of the night, like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'll get up and go to the bathroom, and all of a sudden I get the real heavy shakes, you know, and so bad that I feel like I'm going to faint. I go check my sugar, 65.
Okay.
you know.
Do you have a dietitian that you've worked with before and after?
Yeah, I do.
All right. And, have you been back to the dietitian recently?
I haven't been back in the last year, but I followed him pretty good, and I followed him pretty good for the first year or something. But I don't really.
Sonny, give me a second, because this often usually comes on about 2 to 5 years after the surgery's done, and this is what it sounds to me like is going on with you. I would talk, you know, undigested food just suddenly gets moved along, and it just drops your blood sugar dramatically. Go and talk to the dietitian who helped you before and during and immediately after your surgery. And I think with some adjustments in your diet, this probably can be helped. Okay. That's what I would do initially before, you know, going back to the surgeon.
Okay. Well, someone told me to take these pills, these sugar pills or something.
Sonny, go back. You know, don't pull your own teeth.
I think that's my best bet is to go back to the dietitian.
Go back to the dietitian, and I bet that's where you'll find the solution.
There you go, Sonny. 888-553-7536. You're funny and you don't know it. Don't pull your own teeth. That's something that will forever, as long as I'm around here and as long as I'm doing these programs, that's when I first heard you say that. You've probably said it hundreds of times on the air since then. But it's so true. Although there are people, Ken, who can help themselves a lot by going to much of the information that is publicly available online. They go to the library to stay cool. You can find out about things that are going on in your body. The problem with so many people, if I may be so bold as to say, the education level people have in terms of their own body is nil. They don't know what's going on in their own body. They feel this, and they go, and they don't get really good answers from the doctor, and that's why this program is so helpful. But in general, people seem awfully naive about their body, and maybe so there are extremes. And what you suggest is people sort of find the middle ground, I know.
Exactly.
But there's lots of great information available, and you can help yourself out a lot by knowing some of the questions to ask, the right questions to ask when you go to the doctor, because there's such a hurry anyway. So get right down to the nitty-gritty by educating yourself, yes?
Understand it, and then form a good team with a good provider.
Yeah, all right. 888-553-7536. Talking about the heat for a second, there's a diet soda story. A lot of people are drinking more and more stuff. There's a kind of strange reason diet soda makes you fat. A lot of people are drinking more of it. It's not supposed to make you fat, but it does.
This was out of Obesity Reviews, the medical journal this month. Doug, there's about 100 quintillion bacteria living in your gut. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And these bacteria, they can have a significant impact on your weight. And what we've learned is that consuming high amounts of fructose, which is a type of sugar, or artificial sweeteners, or what are called the sugar alcohols, which is another type of low-calorie sweetener, what they do is they cause the gut bacteria to adapt to these very sweet environments. And in a way, this interferes with what we call satiety signals. These are hormones secreted in the gut that go to the brain that make you feel like you just ate Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
The gut bacteria change, and they alter your metabolism.
Right.
So suddenly, you're not moving around.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Medicine. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Join us every weekend for 2 hours of discussion, medical news, how we can help you, your body, the newsletter itself, Good Day Newsletter. What's this? I did start to read the Good Day Newsletter, the Good Day Health Newsletter. Ken, want to underscore again the sorts of things every week this comes out. Every Friday you get it in your email inbox. If you want to go to drkenshow.com or to dougsteffen.com, it's pretty easy on Ken's website. Just, do you want to subscribe to our newsletter? Comes up and you put in your email address. That's it. Nobody's going to sell you anything. It's just out of the goodness of Ken's heart. Spends a couple of hours a week editing this and doing the research so you can be up on yet another aspect of medicine that you won't see covered. And this is, again, what we were talking about a few minutes ago. Educate yourself about your own body, for heaven's sake. So, wait, go ahead.
It's a real good newsletter. If you get it, you want to make sure you open it up. It's all the latest news and tips for staying healthy during the summer, information out of the medical journals in the last few months.
Lesbian blood donors, attention. We have some news for you in a moment. 888, I knew that Ken would like that. 888-553-7536. I'm not being facetious. There is a story that has some interest. But Penny is waiting in Green Bay, Wisconsin. We need to talk to her. Penny, you're on with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Hi.
Hi, and thank you for taking my call. Just discovered your program this morning, and I'm very impressed.
Good.
I have to say, as you're a cardiologist, you might be helpful to me in hearing my situation and maybe advising me if I'm on the right path here.
Sure.
Since I've been a young adult, I had had heart rhythm disturbances. I had seen it with my mother and my grandmother, so I thought, oh, maybe I'm just psychologically predisposed to this. But I have gone into emergency rooms for tachycardias that were very, very high. Although they said they weren't life-threatening, I have experienced them over and over again from the time like I said, in my early 20s. I'm now 70. Don't
Penny,
look it.
Penny, you know, atrial fibrillation does run in some families. There is a family tendency for some.
Yes, I understand that. I was told I didn't have atrial fib. I was told that I had atrial tachycardia.
Okay.
I don't know. They said it's just not, atrial fib, I understand, can be life-threatening, and it's much more serious. I've been monitored. You know, I've worn the monitors.
The atrium's the top of the heart as opposed to the bottom of the heart, and tachycardia just means a fast heart rate. So you have a fast heart rate that initiates in the top of the heart. Atrial fibrillation is when it beats so rapidly, irregularly, chaotically, like a bag of worms. And fortunately, yours doesn't seem to be getting that fast and irregular. How fast does your heart rate get?
Well, before I started meds about 10 years ago, I used to go into emergency with almost 200 beats a minute.
Ah.
And believe me, you know when your heart is beating that fast. It was very frightening. And then they'd monitor me, and they would pick up fast heart rates. But I was never told I had atrial fib. However, they did start me on like a metoprolol beta blocker.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And that seems to help with the excessive high rates. However, now I get the, what is it, PCBs, the premature beats.
PVCs.
Yeah, where it feels like your heart is just kind of skipping beats.
Right.
And they tell me that is not life-threatening, but I can tell you it's disturbing to a lifestyle.
Penny, have you had your thyroid checked?
I have hyperparathyroidism, but I understand that isn't really thyroid.
Right, that's something different. That controls your calcium and phosphorus levels.
Right.
But your thyroid hormone levels are normal?
Well, they do an awful lot of blood work on me, and they don't pick up anything of that line that they've aware of.
Are your minerals, your calcium, your potassium, your magnesium, are all those levels okay?
They seem to be. Like I say, I've had an abundance of blood work. Let me interject this. I recently saw an electrophysiologist because I understand they can do a cardiac ablation type thing. That's a little more kind of intrusive in my body, and I'd really like to avoid that. And the electrophysiologist monitored me and picked up these PCBs and
EBC.
Said, you know, that would be our last resort, the ablation. So I'm on, they increased my metoprolol. They've added amlodipine with that. And drugs just kind of, I just feel whacked out on them, but I do take some.
So
but I didn't know how you felt about ablation.
Question? Well, did the electrophysiologist, that's a super specialist, the heart doctor, we call them the electricians, they do these invasive procedures where they create microscopic burns in the wiring system of the heart, the electrical system, and some of these irregularities of heart rate and rhythm can be managed invasively with these microscopic cuts. Did your electrophysiologist say that your rhythm problem was amenable to his invasive procedure?
Well, he seems to feel that they want to work with the meds rather than going that route.
Well, and amlodipine is not a rhythm-affecting drug. That's for blood pressure.
I have increased blood pressure. I've gotten older. As I've gotten older, yes. That's also kind of, you know, added to my concern factor. But I, you know, the meds, they keep increasing them. And as they increase them, I just feel more fatigued. And
Penny, you have to go in one direction. Don't get stressed out. I hear it. And I'm running out of time. You either have to go with the meds, with the lifestyle changes, or do the invasive procedure. And talk to a couple of electrophysiologists. The clock is breathing down my back.
All right, half past the hour here. Good day, weekend, Dr. Ken.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Weekend 1-55 Dr. Ken. The lines are open. I'm a trained medical scientist, internist, cardiologist. I'd love to answer any of your health care questions. Your wife, your husband, kids, parents. 1-55 Dr. Ken. We won't charge you. There's no paperwork. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. I'm a spokesperson for the American Heart Association. I've been in medicine over 30 years, and I'd love to help you get to the next step.
All right. So in terms of heart news this week, one of the things about this program that's helpful, other than Dr. Ken taking your calls at 888-55-DRKEN, the news, there's a synthesis, there's all this stuff. I mean, we all know it. We're inundated with a lot of good information, a lot of garbage every day, but you're just bombarded with things. And oftentimes you don't know what to pay attention to. One of the things that you need to pay attention to if you are a heart patient is to follow the directions from the doctor, because one of the items this week that Ken has followed is how many of his patients, because he's a cardiologist, i.e. a heart doctor, many make mistakes with their meds because they don't follow. Is that it, Ken? They don't follow the directions, or they take... I mean, what's the basic core problem here?
Well, the bottom line is that half of heart patients make mistakes with their medications after they're discharged from a hospital. This was documented, quantitated, counted, and published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. I've seen this myself over the many years that I've been practicing, and that is why I just so am eager, once someone gets out of the hospital, to get them back to the office, make sure that they understand what they're on. What this study showed, that was half of patients, Doug, who are hospitalized for a heart attack or heart failure will make a mistake with their medications within a month of checking out of the hospital. And these mistakes were common among people who received counseling and guidance from even a pharmacist, as those who did not receive any counseling. Patients are vulnerable in the transition from hospital to home. And patients, caregivers, and family members, Doug, they need to be knowledgeable about drug names, dosing, and which medication should be discontinued and which should be continued after hospitalization. And this information should be given verbally and in writing to all involved parties. It should be asked to be repeated back to the person who gave the information so that everybody understands it. I urge you all to carry a list somewhere on you of whatever medicines you are. Know the name, the dose, and the schedule. That's how you take it, how many and how often. And also understand what each medicine does. This will keep you out of so many problems. I can't tell you how many people I see every day who have no idea what they're taking, how they take it, or why they take it, and they just want Big Mama to take care of them.
Amazing. We become a dependent society. We have. People don't think for themselves. You got to know what your problem is. You need to be on top of the information about your body and know what to do to make the situation better. And there's no substitute for you having the information and you being in charge. It's your body. 888-553-7536. If there's more of an anthem here with Dr. Ken, I don't know what it is. Personal responsibility, very important at all times of the year. Summertime is upon us, and that means we have a good time. July 4th this week, a lot of people doing their cookout thing, going to the beach, having fireworks, that sort of thing. So this, with all the eating, some of the stuff that people eat not too good doesn't agree with them, Ken. What's the scoop?
Doug, summer is here, and it means it's time for celebrations and cookouts, even after July 4th. And according to a recent survey by Wakefield Research, this was on behalf of Procter & Gamble's Prilosec OTC brand, barbecue season is the number one time of year when those with frequent heartburn who experience symptoms two or more times per week are likely to feel heartburn's effects. Due to their symptoms, 78% of Americans with frequent heartburn are not enjoying the things they love, like happy hours, barbecues, and sporting events. Many people do not realize that experiencing heartburn symptoms two or more days a week is not normal. If you suffer from frequent heartburn, please consult your doctor and devise a treatment plan that's right for you. For my patients experiencing heartburn, I recommend Prilosec OTC, recommend it to my friends, family, patients, have taken it myself, and one tablet a day for 14 days blocks the acid that causes frequent heartburns so you don't get heartburn in the first place. Unlike antacids that neutralize acid after the fact, Prilosec OTC shuts down many acid-producing pumps at the source. It's the strongest class of heartburn medicines available over-the-counter and works for 24 hours. I also recommend eliminating common triggers such as coffee, alcohol, and chocolates. For more information, please visit PrilosecOTC.com. That's PrilosecOTC.com.
888.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Guess what? It's time for your physical. Now, when you hear it's time for your physical, you are thinking of going to the doctor's office and getting your annual checkup. And I know that right before that, we start to eat right, we watch our weight, so that everything comes back perfectly, and the doctor does not have to tell us what's wrong and what we need to do. Now, that's wonderful for a once-in-a-year checkup. But you know what? There are two types of physicals. How about the mental physical? How often do we take stock of where our mind is mentally? Are we motivated? Do we think success? Are we positive thinkers? What type of an attitude do we have? What type of emotions do we have? How often do we look at the bright side of life? We need to make a checklist of all the aspects of having a mental physical and not prepare ourselves the day before, but always have them in our portfolio. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
888-553-7536. Philip in Macon, Georgia. You're on now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Weekend. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Ken. I found out this past Thursday, my first visit to a cardiologist, heck of a nice guy and good-looking man, and he acted like he knew what he was doing. And he sent me across the hall, and I had a cardiogram done, and came back, and he said, "You were born with a bad heart valve. This particular valve is somewhat deformed now. It's deteriorated, and you will need to have it replaced. We will see you Monday for a heart cath. Bring your bag and plan to stay." And pretty much that's all he told me. I don't know what questions to ask him.
Sure.
I don't know, I'm baffled.
I would imagine this is, of the four heart valves, I'm going to take a guess and say this is your aortic valve, correct?
He didn't even say. He said that this particular valve, he said, evidently at birth, it was like two valves had grown into one.
Right.
And now one of them is deteriorated to the point that it's like putting your thumb over the end of the garden hose, as he put it.
Well, what I think is what's going on is your exit door of your heart, it's called your aortic valve. It's one of the four one-way doors in your heart that lets the blood move forward but not backwards when your heart compresses to propel the blood forward. And the exit door of your heart, it has three leaflets. I don't have a Mercedes, but they tell me if you're sitting inside of a Mercedes and you look straight out at the Mercedes ornament on the hood, have you ever done that?
That's a picture he drew. I know where you're going. He drew me a picture of what
that's
you're about to tell me.
That's what the aortic valve looks like as it opens up. If you're looking at that Mercedes ornament on the hood from inside a Mercedes. And so we're born, most of us, almost all of us, with three leaflets on that one-way valve. Some people are born with two leaflets. It's called a bicuspid aortic valve. And these tend to calcify, wear out around your age. You're about 50. When you're born with two cusps, they wear and tear much quicker than those who have three, the normal amount, and it takes many more decades before they start calcifying and wearing out. It sounds to me like you were born with a bicuspid aortic valve. It's now become...
When you said bicuspid, that is what I remember those words. Yes,
okay.
That's it.
You were born with a bicuspid aortic valve. It's worn out. It's gotten calcified. It's not opening adequately. I imagine you're having the common symptoms that occurs since you don't get enough blood out to your body. You get chest discomfort, shortness of breath, fatigue. You feel like you might even pass out.
That's it. You're hitting it right on the nail.
So, Philip, you're having what we call symptomatic aortic stenosis. You know, doctors have big names for everything. What I would do is I would have a boring week until this gets done. I would not push myself physically. You know, blame it on me, blame it on your other doctor, but I would not do much extra physically. You know, you don't want to work a motor without oil. And
right.
And then I would, you need to get this done and you'll become the $6 million man. You'll feel great.
Well, Dr. Ken, what my question is, I guess at this point, I briefly looked up on the internet and they said there's two kinds of heart valves that you can get. One is a mechanical and one is biological. And I don't know, how would we determine which one I would need it, or would the doctor do that, or do I have input, or?
The doctor, both of you will have input, but here it is. With the biological valve, the one that comes from the pig or the cow or whatever animal you want to choose that day, those valves, you don't need to be on long-term anticoagulation, Coumadin or Warfarin, because you don't get clotting off of those valves. With the mechanical valves, you need to be on long-term anticoagulation, Coumadin, so that you don't have a clot. Now, you would say, gosh, give me the biological valve so I don't have to be on Coumadin forever. The problem is that the biological valves wear out much quicker than the mechanical valves, either the plastic or metal valves. And a guy who's young like you is probably going to get a mechanical valve because you're going to live a lot longer than what a biological valve would last. You know, if you were in your 70s or 80s, I might think about putting a biological valve in you because, you know, it'll last. You won't have to go in and do another surgery. But in you, I would want the mechanical so I wouldn't have to go and operate several times throughout your lifetime.
So one fix. And that's it.
The good news was when I walked in, without any medication, my blood pressure was 116 over 74.
There you go.
Philip, this is a fixable problem. Make sure you get a surgeon who's very experienced. You don't want to be the first one there. A hospital and a surgeon who has done many, many of these with a team that doctor's familiar with, and you will do well.
Don't do it locally. Go to Atlanta. All right, Philip, thanks for your call. Jim in Eugene, Oregon. Go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hello. Yeah, I just wanted to give you a real success story on that CPAP machine.
Sure.
Because that fellow was asking about him. Don't be afraid of it. Just go in there, blast in there with a real good attitude. It's going to turn your life around. I've had mine for 20 years, and I wasn't sleeping in the same room with my wife because I was snoring so badly. And when I went to work of driving a truck, I would have to stop two or three times during the day to get a cat nap, about anywhere from 30 minutes to 15 minutes. And then I got me on a test. They put me on air. It came out. I was having 486 episodes in a 8-hour period at night. And it was so bad that they, rather than wait for getting a CPAP machine, what normally took about 2 or 3 weeks, they got one to me the next day.
Jim, share with me. Jim, share with me, because many of my patients, they want to be treated, but they just can't wrap their arms around the CPAP machine. Why were you able to get so comfortable with it? What's the secret?
I didn't listen to them a lot about how the mask fits, so I made it fit my way. I popped off some of the little plastic things for pressure on your head and that sort of stuff. I just got a good general fit, and it just relaxes. It sits in there, covers my nose, and it took me probably about a week to get used to having that thing on you. But after that, I'll tell you the nastiest thing that ever happened to me with it was we got a little dog, a little white Westie, and the pump was sitting over in the corner, pumping the air and sucking it in, going in. And I was laying there, going to sleep, and all of a sudden this red, terrible smell hit me. And what happened, the dog had farted.
Oh, my gosh. Jim, let me ask you what I'm sure everybody's wondering. Are you still sleeping alone?
Oh, that was excellent. It makes
Jim,
no noise.
Jim, take a deep breath, okay? I want to get this in. I'm sure everybody's wondering, are you still sleeping alone?
No. Come home first night, bang, I've been back in with my wife.
Fantastic.
43 years.
Yes, hi, Jim.
Yes,
so a good success story. We're happy to
You're definitely
have you
not
tell
tired,
it.
Jim.
All right, so you know what we have here a lot of times, Jim responding to another caller. Here's an email that came in about diets after we were talking the last hour about the Dr. Oz diet. Somebody had asked a question, and there are always questions about diets. Somebody said the Mediterranean diet was great, South Beach diet, low-fat diet, but as we were suggesting, fruits and vegetables. This person says there's a grapefruit diet and the cabbage soup diet that are great things. One wonders whether, I mean, you've heard people even say dark chocolate, drink wine, that's good for your weight. I don't know whether all that stuff is or not. But I think what I said earlier, a glass of water and an apple before every meal, and you're not going to overeat.
Add a little oat bran to that, a lot of fiber,
right.
Count calories, and just eat a lot of good, healthy food.
If you want to get healthy, stay away from diet sodas, for God's sakes. Oi, after that conversation. Right. 51 past the hour. Dr. Ken here at your service at 888-55-DRKEN.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Three after the hour, the second hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, rapidly drawing to a close. You want to get to the doctor, 888-553-7536. The announcement out of China this week that the Ministry of Health is lifting a ban on lesbians giving blood. Other than the usual stuff from China about women, when homosexuals want to give blood, men or women, is there a stigma attached to that, Ken?
Well, I can tell you from China, they first encountered AIDS in the 1980s, and certainly homosexual men were of concern to them, carrying the AIDS in their blood, and they didn't want any blood donation, so they just decided that all gays, male or female, shouldn't give blood. They're now allowing lesbians to donate blood, but apparently they're not allowing homosexual men.
Yeah, but why?
Well, you'll have to ask the Chinese. Homosexual men who are celibate are permitted.
Yeah. All right, 888-553-7536. The other couple of other things before we get to this gentleman. Hold on, sir. We'll take one more call. The science of physics and the subatomic particle that was supposedly wasn't discovered this week, but first talked about, the Higgs-Boson subatomic particle. What does that have to do with life in general and health? Anything? It's just a hoopla because the physician, people confuse physicists and physicians.
Well, I'll try to get into my Big Bang mode here.
Yeah, okay.
And this is a big deal if you're a physicist, because physicists like to explain how the universe works. And they have a working model of how the universe works based on these subparticles, subatomic, smaller than atomic particle. And the one missing piece of the puzzle that they have hypothesized about all the time in their master model of the universe, they've now discovered.
Really? All right. So, but it's interesting reading. I think, and people learn a little bit more about how it all works, including the body.
The Sheldons of the world are so happy this week.
Sheldons. What is that? I don't know what that means.
Everyone who watches Big Bang knows what I'm talking about.
You just asked me if I was a fan of the Big Bang Theory. No, don't watch that show. Bobby, in Georgia, how may we be of service to you, sir?
Good morning, good morning. The very best to Doug and Dr. Ken this morning.
You.
I know we're limited on time.
You watched the Big Bang Theory?
No, I didn't.
All right. Well, anyway.
But anyway, this is about my mom. She's 85 years old, and she just got diagnosed with macular degeneration about a year ago, and she goes to the doctor and receives shots in her eye, and she's had approximately 9 shots. We go about every 6 weeks to get that done. And I was just curious, you know, what you thought about that. Her friend had about 16 shots, and then they stopped, and then she doesn't have to have them anymore. But I wanted to know, you know, how long do you think she'll have to continue having those shots? And of course, she wears sunglasses during the day. She has to around sun. That's one of the things she really needs to do every day is wear sunglasses. Can you give us any advice as to what we should do to try to help her with that and find out whether or not she needs to continue to have those shots?
Well, you know, you're asking me a very complicated question.
Yeah.
You know, there are some general things that the eye doctors do for macular degeneration. They recommend increasing the vitamin intakes, vitamin C, even vitamin E, which the heart doctors are a little uneasy about, vitamin A, zinc, and copper. You can talk to the eye doctors about doses. And you're dealing in a complicated area. I hope you have a retina specialist, and it would be very impossible for me to give you specific answers with the limited information I have of your mom. Do you have a retina specialist that she's working with?
Yes.
Why is there any uncertainty? These are questions I would hope the retina specialist would be able to give you, talk to you. Does the retina specialist not talk enough?
Oh, yeah, he does a very good job. We're very pleased with him. But he's saying there's still fluid in the back of her eye, and as long as there's fluid back there
this
or blood,
that
we need to continue to take that. She does take Ocuvite, too.
This can be a very challenging problem. And, you know, just be reasonable in your expectations. Often you just can't, usually you just can't solve this very quickly with a magic wand. This becomes often a chronic issue.
All right, sir. Hopefully that helps you out. A lot of help here in this hour and today, as usual. Good day, weekend.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy to Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.